sorry. Are we on?
Didn't you just say, are we live?
My bad.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Gay Talk 2.0. My bad earlier. I was having a little bump and I forgot that we were recording. So today's topic, lettuce, coffee, and cocaine. What a queen will do to keep her summer body. Or actually LCC. To get it there, right? A little LCC. Welcome, boys. Well, let the boys say hello. Come on, let's go, boys.
Hey, y'all. Nick here.
Hi, it's Paul Anthony.
Good to be with you guys. It's Chris.
And we're going to do the dish. We're going to jump right into this topic, girl. Sorry, that was a bump. Ooh. I felt that one. I didn't realize we were recording. So anyway, so what do we got?
Me.
The Chris has got something. Tell us.
I went on a date on Friday.
Did you know?
Oh, my God.
I did. I went on a date. It was my first one. First date in like over a year. It was really well. I met this person at a birthday party a week or so ago, and I remember he was bowling in the last lane. I walked in. I'm like, who is that? And I felt like, you know, I was so nervous because I've been dating someone for over a year. I'm like, I have no flirting skills. I'm not going to be able to do this anymore. And then we went up to the bar at the same time, which actually the bar was being reconstructed at the bowling alley. So you had to go to the snack bar. So you can get your vodka and chicken tenders.
And peanuts.
And peanuts and Cracker Jacks all at the same place. So we hit it off and we got each other's numbers and went out for sushi on Friday night and a couple
that's
drinks.
Absolutely wonderful. How are those balls hanging?
Did you suck his dick?
Did anything happen? Yeah, that's what we want to know.
I probably shouldn't have brought it.
Did you suck his dick?
We don't need to go into those
what
details.
What did you sit
it
on?
It was the first date and we're going to keep it that way for now.
Okay. So,
was there a kiss at least?
I had a very nice time.
You're so boring. Jesus. Why even bring it up?
Right? Because that was very classy of you.
Well, you know, someone's got to be the...
We didn't even get a name drop.
No name drop.
Seriously.
It's only like, the hello. First date.
What? Let's classy see. Chris. Let's wait until the end of the episode. Mojito 4, maybe?
And talking about mojito, ladies and gentlemen, our drink for the episode actually is a classic...
Her name is...
Bacardi Mojito. Do it and I'll kill you.
Chris, don't leave your phone next to me.
It was only the first date. Let's get through.
And he's already sent you 5 texts since we started this podcast.
So I have to describe what happened. So Chris's little love interest was actually texting him. Paul grabbed the phone and he was about to actually say the name and Chris like literally yanked the phone out of his hand.
No, I just gave him the look and Paul, you are a very respectful guy because Paul looked at me and he was ready to say it. And he's like, no, I'll
You do not know Paul at all.
I'm not drinking today, so that's stopping me from yelling that night.
Thank you all very much. I'll be sure to make the tallies for you today, Tommy.
So anyway, so going back into our drink for today, we're having classic Bacardi mojitos. And what I ended up doing was I bought some like really cool mason jars with like some cocktail lids. It's really cool. And we did some lime and we muddled in some, you know, dissolvable sugar and mint. With some ice, a lot of Bacardi, and a splash of soda. And let me tell you, they're delicious.
They
aren't they, boys?
They are quite delicious. Let's cheers to that, shall we?
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers, boys.
Cheers. Very nice.
So welcome to another episode of Gay Talk. It's been a week since we last spoke, and let me tell you, so much has happened. I want to take the opportunity to thank the subscribers for listening in. You guys are amazing. So we have some dish, marriage equality, Colombia. What do you guys think?
In Colombia?
Colombia, out of all places, Southern American country, passed marriage equality.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. Yeah, I love it. I'm really taken aback that a Spanish country in South America, being that it's so, you know, it's very machismo down, you know, in most of the Latino communities.
Very masculine, yeah.
And it's really, really refreshing to hear this. It's really cool. I think it was fantastic, you know?
The other parts of the world are starting to become more progressive and keep up with other parts that are being progressive.
Well, they need to fucking hurry up.
Well, because it's like,
except for Mississippi.
Well, wait. M-I-S-S-I, no pizza hunchback I, hunchback, hunchback. No, I fucked it up. Sorry.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. We got you.
I used to remember. M-I, crooked letter, crooked letter I, hunchback, hunchback I, crooked letter I. That's how I used to remember how to spell
it. I just want everybody to know, while Tommy is saying this, he's bouncing up and down on his chair like he's riding something. He shouldn't be in front of us.
It's the bump, girl. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm just feeling cool.
Sorry, I'm trying to get my summer body on, so you know I have to have a little...
Little LCC.
A little bump and bump.
And you basically already got the lettuce in that mojito.
I sure do. And I had a cup of coffee on my way here, so I got two down. I got one to go. But the episode just started, but I have to make up from last week. No bourbon.
Yeah, no more bourbon for Chris. Well,
you just had a fucking salad. Hello, lettuce.
I had coffee, but I didn't have cocaine.
We did.
So I have the L, the C, but not the second C.
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy.
That's okay. So, you don't need the second C.
So what else we got,
we can
boys?
Talk about the second C. Let's not do the second C.
C. C.
Oh, my God. C. This weekend at the bar.
Oh, what happened?
Nick, unfortunately, couldn't work this weekend. She was sick, and now I'm sick. Bitch probably got me sick.
Oh, keep sorry. Don't breathe on my drink.
Oh, I'm breathing everywhere. Mm.
Or my laptop.
So my Mr. Man, who came in a couple of weeks ago, for some reason, he's obsessed with me and just kept handing me money a few weeks ago. By the end of the night, I'm like, Nick,
why are you so
this guy gave me fucking $250 tip on a $49
I was so angry
tab.
At you. So angry at you.
He came in this Friday again, and I go, Tony, dark chocolate's here for me. He
Name
goes,
drop.
What do you mean? I said, dark chocolate.
Oh, and Tony.
And Tony.
We work Tony. With Tony.
Oh, that's right. Tony's the bartender. Never mind.
So he goes, who is he? I want to know. I want to get drinks from him. Like, he won't get a drink from you because he tried that last time and he wouldn't take an order from Nick.
Would not take an order. Came up to my bar and said, I'll wait for that one. I was like, well, then you're waiting in the wrong area.
Well, didn't we learn? We learned last week that black people aren't too fond of Nick, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, it was just this one instance that these people were not fond of.
Black people throw drinks at Nick and black people throw $50 bills.
That's because we all know what Paul does behind closed doors.
Not yet. All of a sudden, he comes up to me the other night. He grabs me on my shoulder and whispers in my ear and goes, you know you a sexy motherfucker, don't you? My eyes lit up and I'm like, oh my God.
So
I was like, do you want another drink? He goes, you know I do. And he drinks Henny.
I am witness that Paul actually owns knee pads that are diamond encrusted.
Thank you.
Oh, hello. My God.
Wait, diamond?
He bought them in the village.
I think the funniest thing that I've heard from
Swarovski
Paul
crystals.
When it comes to men and sex was this gentleman came into the bar one night and I knew this gentleman because I went to the same gym as this person. And Paul comes up to me, whispers in my ear, that's the guy that asked me on Grindr if I was a sex worker.
And I hope you responded yes.
Well, I might have to now because this man just kept giving me money again. By the end of the night, I'm like, he gave me $200.
You're going to have to at least...
On a $30 tab.
Yeah, you might have to touch it or something.
He said to me,
he goes, listen, I'm going to ask you something. Because he doesn't live here. He goes, if I fly you down to somewhere very warm, he's like...
Florida.
If I fly you down, all expenses paid, would you say yes? And I said,
yes.
As long as we can go to Hallover Beach.
Hello.
And that's the new beach in North Miami, in case nobody knows. Yes. And he's like,
I didn't.
Well, we'll have to get in touch. Well, at least, and I gave him my number.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
He called me at 8 o'clock in the morning the next day. I'm like, girl, I was sleeping.
8 a.m.?
At least you have it better than Khloe Kardashian.
What's that?
Did you hear about what she... Girl, she was talking about Ice Cube's son. She was talking about how she was saying how she would bang his son. Ice Cube wasn't having it. He went on a rampage.
I did not hear that.
What'd he say?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. Read it. Find it. It's on one of those publications.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Hello.
Well, speaking of...
He was just mad because, you know, Khloe would bang his son and not him. That's all. You know that. That's all about.
Speaking jealousy. Of Kardashian and Cube, because Cuba Gooding Jr. Mm-hmm. Have any of you guys watched the People vs. OJ The American Crime Story?
The new movie.
The show, the series.
What's her name from... she plays in American Horror Story.
Yeah, she plays the lead prosecutor.
Sarah Paulson?
I think so.
Paulson, yes.
She plays the lead prosecutor.
Well, she plays Marcia Clark.
That's the lead prosecutor for the case.
It's funny that I remember that because I remember I was very young when the whole OJ thing and watching the whole, you know, white Bronco going down the highway.
You know what's so funny about that? What? See, when I talked about the show while I was working the bar, all these people and, you know...
Were you even born?
I was, when OJ was acquitted, it was 1995. I believe it was 94 or 95. So I was 3 years old.
Yeah.
So, no, but this is my point with it. When people,
I kind of figured.
When I was talking about it, everyone's like, I don't want to watch the show. I saw the whole thing going on. I'm like, I didn't know what was really going on. I knew that OJ had been acquitted, but I knew really nothing about it until I started watching the show. I knew nothing about the Bronco. I knew nothing about the low speed chase down the highway. And him holding a gun. Oh, I never heard of that part.
It's like a lot of people don't realize that, for example, when Selena got killed, mm-hmm. Yolanda Saldivar, she had a gun to her head in her pickup truck at the hotel. And she was like, oh my God, you know, I'm going to kill myself. I can't believe I did this to my friend. Bitch, yes, you can.
Yes,
you can. You can believe it or you can kill it.
Sorry.
Tommy, you got to lay off that lettuce.
Oh, jeez.
Girl, listen, talking about lettuce, there's a lot of shit going on in like the gay community. Like we're really winning a lot of battles. Did you hear about Puerto Rico?
I've heard a lot about Puerto Rico, but yeah. I haven't heard about Puerto Rico and gay. I've heard about Puerto Rico
let me tell you,
it's like gay pride and all this stuff.
Well, no, as soon as the, you know, gay marriage became legal in all 50 states, the federal court in Puerto Rico decided they were like, oh, no, we don't have to abide by that because we're a territory. That doesn't apply to us. We are not going to condone this shit on the island. And guess what? The federal government went in and said, bitch, yes, you do.
We own you.
And so therefore, whatever local laws were established to block people from getting married were overturned.
One. You know what? I completely agree with the government doing that. They should have done that. But they're going to go in and do that for gay rights, which, I mean, obviously I'm gay. I want them to do that. But they're not going to step in with the financial crisis?
Well, but here's the thing.
Like, how can they do that?
Well, they're making progress on that. On that front, Puerto Rico is in a very unique situation. Just to let listeners know, my family's originally from there. And it's in a very unique situation because of a status. We don't really know whether or not we're going to be receiving federal funds to help us or even allow us to actually reconstruct our debt. Okay. And as a result, we've had to, you know, exercise certain maneuvers which really circumvent the Constitution of the U.S. But then the U.S. is saying, okay, we really don't want to help you, but you know, you have to help yourself. But then every time we try to help ourselves, the US steps in and says, well, constitutionally, you can't do that because right. You belong to us. Well, fuck you. How about that?
It's a mess.
Seriously.
It really is a mess.
So anyway, but I don't want to talk about that because let me tell you, when it comes to financial matters in the island, it's really fucking dire. And that gets me depressed. And this is not the type of podcast
I
want to talk about
today.
I was
just trying to make a point.
Anyway,
another one. It is funny when you know you talk about the U.S. intervening with things. While I was on this date that I went on, the person that I went, he had gone to Ireland, to Scotland and England. Obviously, yes, I get the whole UK, but don't go to Scotland and say, "Oh, this is England," right? And
no,
we were at this bar, and he's told me the story about it after. This drunk girl walked behind me, knocked two bar stools over, and. Being a bartender and a polite person, I immediately jumped up and picked up the bar stools and put them back.
Why? Now you can fit four gay men.
Exactly. I know. Eight. Two bar stools.
Oh, two. That's
eight. So I do that. And he said, you know, that just remind you might want to be careful about doing that in Europe. Because for those of you who don't know, I'm going to Europe this summer. And I said, why would you say that? He said, I did a favor for someone when they knocked something over in Europe. And he was actually in London at this point. And these people looked over and said, typical American. And he said, what's that supposed to mean? He said, you guys always have to be the heroes. Because someone picks up a bar stool, that's called being polite, not being a fucking hero.
Well, you got to understand where you are. Well, you got to understand where you are, too. You know, there's a very dry humor in the UK.
Oh, no, that they did not. I guess that's true.
That's beyond dry. But, you know, the UK have a very unique sense of humor.
Of course.
And a lot of people don't really understand that. So, you know, I can understand why that happened.
But that's kind of ironic because I wouldn't think people would look at us as typical American. You're being polite.
Well,
I'm like, oh,
it.
Well, thank
we
you.
I know, that's so weird. Yeah.
We're part of the 13 colonies that got away from the monarchy. They still have their queen.
Yep.
So, you know. But the queen don't do much.
No. But, you know, we
she's
love
more
her,
of
though.
A figurehead now.
Yeah, I know.
Well,
I know.
Now that we're talking.
Well, talking about that, though, there's this couple that actually went to Australia from England. And they went on holiday, because that's what they call it.
Of course.
Navigation. And they ended up, unfortunately, the husband ended up falling. He cracked his head open and passed away.
I heard about this.
And
was it on a boat?
I'm not sure where it was. I do know that it happened in Australia. And then okay. The boyfriend or the husband ended up cremating his partner. And he had the urn with him. And he was traveling and he was having a layover in Hong Kong. Or no, was it Hong Kong or Japan? I'm sorry. It was one of those.
They wouldn't let him take it, right?
They literally, the woman said, okay, well, what is this? And they said, this is the remains of my husband, which is what he said. And she goes, what? And she really couldn't comprehend the fact that, you know, he was carrying his husband's remain. And she took it away from him.
Wow.
And they didn't want to give it back to him. And it became this big international thing and where now the embassies had to get involved. And finally, he got the urn back.
Jesus.
And he was able to bring his loved one home because he didn't have paperwork saying that he was next of kin. Not husband, but next of kin for the individual who passed away.
Now, were they not letting him bring it on the plane or just bring it, period?
It is legal to carry remains.
Yeah.
On board.
It happens all the time.
It does.
Even with the new laws where like a water bottle needs to be, or you can't carry anything that's over like fluid ounce.
It's powder, so it's not liquid, really.
Yeah, but powder's, and that's a fact, powder's more flammable.
He had
liquid.
All the paperwork, but because the paperwork didn't say that he was next of kin, and it said that he was the husband or the spouse, it really doesn't fly in Japan. They don't do that. They don't. You know, they're not in keen with this whole, you know, same-sex marriage thing. And so it was really something that was against their customs, the whole big shit, international shit show. Hmm. And so the embassies had to get involved. You know, the people that manage these type of affairs had to get involved. And finally, he was able to get his urn and bring it back and bring his husband back with him home. But to really think about that, you have to go through that in today's world.
It's crazy.
Snapping
but on a lighter note, speaking of Japan,
yes,
two of our closest friends just came back from a 2-week vacation in Japan, and they came back engaged, and we love them very much. And I'm sorry, but I'm going to name drop Logan and Kevin. We love you. Congratulations on your engagement.
Much congratulations, boys. Yeah, we wish you the best in Gay Talk 2.0.
Nick definitely. Set up their whole engagement party last night.
Yes, he did.
And was only there for 5 minutes because he had to go to work.
He had to go to work. But it was nice. I was working last night and everyone, you know, it was nice to bring everyone together because, well, I met Kevin before Logan, but about 5 years ago, that group really became closely knit at name dropping 168 York Street Cafe. We really started becoming a close knit group. And from there, and look what happened. These two people.
Well, I mean, that's true. You know, it's true because I didn't know them personally until I started hanging around with Paul and Nick. And I'm really glad that I had the opportunity to actually interact with them. Logan is a very great guy.
He's awesome. Oh,
yeah. And I think that Kevin is amazing, and they're going to be amazing together.
The really cool thing, and yes, since we name dropped, you guys already know we're talking about you.
Yes, we are.
The really good thing, and Kevin, I love you. You were so shy when I first met you, and Logan just really, you finally found someone that opened you up, and you became such a more outgoing person, so I wish you both the absolute best together.
But all they do is smile together.
They
do.
I have to say this,
though, but here's the thing.
Tally
it up.
That was the first one. That's not too bad.
That's the first one, yeah. No, I've been doing very good at not saying, here's the thing. Number two.
Oh, well, yeah.
I love the way they look at each other. When they look at each other. It really is. But here's the thing. When they look at each other, it's like the world around them doesn't exist.
And it's awesome.
Yeah. It's amazing to see. So, boys, enjoy yourselves. Really love each other because that's all. That's what it's all about.
Does not exist.
It was Tommy was making a nice note, Paul.
I'm looking into Chris's eyes. Nothing exists.
Nothing exists except for you and your green microphone foam.
Sorry.
She's at it again with more lettuce.
Telling you. So listen, I love them both.
Yeah, they're great.
Congratulations,
yes,
boys.
We wish you guys the best.
And you know, and keeping on that gay theme, you know, like I said before, there's so much that happened this week. So, you know, North Carolina
Ugh, and I almost moved to that goddamn state.
Georgia, thank God, you know, did their whole, the governor didn't even sign, but North Carolina actually went ahead and started, you know, signing this religious liberty bill, mm-hmm. which affects a lot of gay, lesbian, you know, men and women and transgendered and all yeah. that whole community. And we have artists that were supposed to have concerts.
Yes.
Bruce Springsteen.
Boom.
A lot of people are pulling out.
Pulling out.
Corporations, I believe, are threatening.
Corporations are pulling out.
Pulling out and shooting elsewhere.
And yes. God knows.
PayPal is one of them. Bruce Springsteen said that he would refuse to do the concert. Bryan Adams was doing a concert in Mississippi and he pulled out. Mm. So, I mean, you know, we're really progressing and letting people know, hey, bitch, don't fuck with us.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you, we have major corporations behind us. And whether America is ready for it or not, we're here and we're not going anywhere. We're
queer, and a lot of these corporations and these artists have homosexual people or LGBT people working for them that they truly appreciate and can't do what they do without. They so why are they going to leave, stay in a state where they can't be supported?
They have what?
LGBTQ?
I love it. Yes, you got it right. There you go. Speaking of LGBTQ,
I think there's like an SFG after that now. I don't even know anymore. They just Jane keep
Fonda
adding letters.
And Lily Tomlin.
They're coming back. They're coming back. They're
that
back.
Was really loud.
They're back. I'm sorry.
I got excited. They are.
So if you guys do not watch the show Grace and Frankie on Netflix, you have to.
It is amazing. The moment their husbands are actually gay.
You know, they were married to men, and these men ended up being, they were together for like years, and their wives never knew it. And then, you know, now they're dealing with the whole situation.
Let me guess, Grace and Frankie are best friends.
So like, no, they hate each other.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's kind of like you and me. We're friends, but we fight all the time.
Oh,
or just make side comments.
One's like a wicked hippie, and one's like, you know, the
one smokes pot, and the other one's like, you
the
know,
hippie and the privileged white woman.
So it's just amazing.
See, you know. I said white too. I'm not racist. There he goes again.
Sorry.
I think one of my favorite moments was when...
You want a line? You want a bump?
Okay. Stop that.
Oh my God. Let's not talk about that.
Well, we are talking about lettuce, cocaine, and coffee, and mojitos. So, but yeah, there's so much. There's just so much that happened. Listen, America, if you're listening, I hope you are. Because, you know, we're a fun group. We're normal people, just like you, like everybody else. We just happen to love, well, if you're a woman, the same thing you do. We love people, you know? We love cock, too. There's nothing wrong with that. Right, boys?
Indeed, love there it. Is. We all do. And, you know, we're saying where North Carolina is kind of taking a step backward along with Mississippi, someone that so many Catholics look up to, you know, Pope Francis, he called for churches to be more accepting of homosexuals and divorced Catholics. He said, now he did not change the doctrine on gays. He didn't change it on marriage, abortion, or birth control, but he ordered unjust discrimination is unacceptable.
Somebody went up his dress. Somebody did that man a favor. I don't know.
He's doing good. He's saying that priests must show more acceptance and mercy.
Let me stop.
But no, I there it is again. But no, I think that's a great step, and we'll have to see from here how the churches actually take it. But when the Pope calls to be more accepting,
it's amazing.
But it really thing, is. When he
so progressive.
Here's the difference between the papacy and, like, for example, a monarchy or local government. When the Pope enacts something, it cannot be changed, either by a next pope or a previous pope or a pope that wants to pretend to be a pope. It cannot be changed. So the fact that he's actually structuring the church to be more accepting is going to be something that unfortunately is going to be more fortunately it's going to be something that's going to have to be accepted.
Right. Now, and like I said, he didn't change the doctrine. Like, he didn't change the stance on gays, on marriage, abortion, or birth control. But he's saying that no longer should people be treating unjustly gay people and
He's also trying to get the community to be reinvigorated and go back to the religion. Yeah. A lot of people, like myself, have left. I don't conform to that religion anymore. I don't conform to any religion. And I think that a lot of this is him trying to get these people to come back because the religion is losing so much steam.
Right, bring the church together.
So many followers is not even fun.
Yeah. So by
but you know what? That
yeah.
has a lot to do with, you know, for example, the issues in the U.S. and where, you know, there was a lot of molestation by priests and children. And you know, the generation that we live in now, the millennials and, you know, Generation X, Generation Y, they're not really that religious. So if you don't really get with the times and get, you know, digital, you're going to lose a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. I think that the Catholic Church needs to have a really like huge reformation and incorporate technology into their
first incorporation is going to be an app for donations, because that's all I remember as a child.
What money?
They go through the baskets.
Yeah, they go through the baskets, and I'm like,
everybody's throwing money in.
I thought they were giving
fuck bombs, like I, you know, like people like used to donate into that.
They put it by. I grabbed in it. I thought they were giving me money. I didn't know how to put some in it. I'm like, what do you need money for? You have a golden cross on the top of this church.
Forgive me, Father. It's been 20 years since my last confession.
And it ain't happening now. I took
quarters from your basket.
I took a 20.
You took a 20? Good girl.
Speaking of money. So go ahead,
I was just reading an article. Speaking of taking something, I was just reading an article of this lady in Odessa, Texas. Went to a funeral home and asked to use the restroom. She walked into a room where this 88-year-old dead woman was in her casket. She stuck her hand in the casket and took a ring off her finger and left.
Oh, my God.
Majority of robberies.
I hope it's a good ring.
Majority of robberies.
It better be at least 3 carats.
We'll see. You'll have to get that checked out. But it's true. Majority of robberies, that's a hard word to say.
You're drunk. Robbery.
No, I'm not drunk tonight. No, I'm being good. Actually happen at funerals because people are so... You know, they get up, they're mourning. They don't think about their belongings. They leave their cars unlocked. And scumbags will go and open their cars and take whatever the hell they have in their car. It's disgusting.
I'm trying to get about people like grave robbers.
Yeah.
People that like walk around cemeteries and then like steal like, oh, I'm going to take this flower pot. I'm going to take whatever little coins they left on this.
Well, it's the same thing when people, you know, used to rob or do rob tombs in Egypt. There's a lot. People are buried with a lot of precious things that are worth a lot of money.
And then they mysteriously die 2 weeks later, you know.
Oh, you know.
You got it coming. Well, speaking of money, did you all do your taxes?
They shouldn't have inhaled all that dust.
Exactly. What? Did you all do your taxes?
Yeah, like the day I was supposed to. Not today, like you.
No, I still didn't do mine. But
I did my taxes back. Yeah, but they're not due yet. In February 1st.
They're due in like 4 days.
So, meanwhile, in Canada...
I still haven't done my taxes in Canada either.
Well, they're all doing their taxes there. But I learned something. We have a lot of things that we can deduct from our taxes. They have something else that is tax deductible that we do not have.
Which is what?
Dog food.
Oh, my God. I wish it was toxic.
I know. I thought of you right immediately.
Think about it. I have 2 dogs. One of them is whining in the background right now.
Because sightings.
Yeah, they just want, like, attention. And I love – don't get me wrong. I love my dogs. I love dogs better than I do humans. You know why? Because they love you unconditionally.
That's right.
Humans come with conditions.
Oh, yes.
But anyways, but that would be amazing. Oh, my God. If I can deduct my dog food, that's, like, thousands of dollars a fucking year.
You can come see me in Nova Scotia, and our dog food will be tax deductible.
I will move with you to Nova Scotia. Jesus.
And
boys, you ready?
Basketball.
You want to take the show over to Canada?
I'm not moving to Canada.
It's not that
I'll live in cold. Toronto because that's where all the hot guys live.
No, the sexiest Canadians are in Quebec.
Prime Minister? No. Justin Trudeau?
He's Quebecois. He's from Quebec.
That's enough to move to Canada.
Did you see the picture of him boxing on Facebook?
He's too busy to give me what I need. Pair of diamond encrusted knee pads.
You know, this is going to hurt my chances of getting in there. He's going to hear this and either be like, you know what? These guys really like me or they're really gross. If anyone take me. Okay. Sorry.
And No. Justin Trudeau.
Can I ask a random question about Canada?
We're very good boys.
I would love to hear this question.
Okay. So I've always been confused about this, but is it true that you cannot go to Canada if you have a DUI? What is the deal with that?
That is not true. I know from experience, I don't have a DUI.
Well, if you have a DUI, you can walk into Canada. You need a passport and legs.
No, the way it works, but if you go to Canada, you can get into Canada with a DUI. I do not have a DUI. You can get into Canada with a DUI. You will get stopped.
You should.
You will get stopped at the border because you'll automatically have an FBI number that comes up. And they'll pull you and they say, why would you have a number? And that's it. It will be almost impossible to gain Canadian citizenship. With a DUI.
Okay.
But you can enter the country for business or pleasure with a DUI.
You can walk in.
But don't get a DUI.
Okay. So I think it must have been, I'm not going to name drop, but I think this one person that had a hard time getting in had more than one. So that was probably
That's different.
Okay.
They want law-abiding citizens in there. You can get in with a DUI, Rule of thumb, don't get one.
You got to remember, you can say fuck in Canada and you're like, you broke the law.
Rule of thumb, no. Uber. Uber.
Uber?
Uber.
What about her?
Why are we driving drunk? Uber.
Yeah, Uber. I do it all the time.
Yes,
Uber.
Because it hasn't been around that long. And in order to enter Canada with a DUI conviction on your records, you will either need to be deemed rehabilitated or granted a temporary resident permit.
It's not true.
A person is deemed rehabilitated if he has no criminal convictions for a minimum of 5 years after the completion of the imposed sentence.
You know she read that because she can't be that good.
Yeah, no, I know, but that's not true.
Fuck yeah, I read that.
But it's not even...
Because what do I care about Canada? I ain't going to Canada.
So, Paul, just bring one of the 30-day chips we find on the bar floor. Give it to them and say, I'm going to leave this here.
Yeah, when you get to the border, give them that chip. You're like, no, look, I'm clean now.
Public service announcement. If you are drinking, make sure that you actually have a plan to get home. Don't drink and drive. We love you.
Tommy always has a couch for you, okay?
Yes, we do. I do have a couch and an extra spare bedroom for my friends.
Depending always. On who you are and what you look like, exactly. You might not be sleeping on the couch with a spare bed, though.
Yes, I know. You might be sleeping on my bed.
But it's it's probably about...
I got a game talking about gun oil. Yes. Okay, fun game. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
All right, so describe your butthole.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
In okay. One movie title.
Yes.
Oh, my God, really?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of...
All right. I've got it.
Oh my God.
All right. This is not really true, but I just want to say it because it popped into my head. Wait, I think it's Turner the Hooch. Is that right?
Turner and the Hooch?
No, it's... No,
what
it's,
is it?
Turner and Wait, Hooch? That, no. that was the movie with the dog.
With Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
With a lot of saliva.
All right, wait. Yeah. So were we talking...
Oh, fine, we'll just go ahead. Ferngully.
Are we talking about current conditions? Because I'm sick right now. So right now, my asshole would be... Armageddon.
Armageddon in there.
That's a good one. I would probably say I don't know. Never been kissed.
That's a lie.
That is not true.
Chamber of Secrets.
Oh.
Maybe Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Something along those lines.
Slumdog Millionaire.
I'm sticking with Ferngully because fairies come out of there, honey.
Well, honey, fairies, the whole
thing. In and out of there.
Star Wars The Force Awakens.
I'm going to go with The Hobbit, Battle of the Five Armies. And by armies, I mean orgies.
And when he has that serious diarrhea, it's Street Fighter.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, my God. That was a good one, Tommy.
Or.
No, Paul.
Or when shit needs to come out, aliens.
No, when I really, like right now, my.
The River Wild.
No, not Armageddon.
The River Runs Through It?
The River Wild.
I'm talking the movie 2012.
Ooh.
When the world ends, because I feel like it's about to end.
You got John
right
Cusack
now.
Up there?
Please, that was like Lara Croft
whole,
Tomb Raider.
The whole cast? Even the hippie that gets hit with the rock in the you know, shit goes downhill?
Yeah, those two little old ladies fall down.
There are times when Paul's ass is like literally Lara Croft's Tomb Raider. Everybody goes in and wants to steal that shit.
Honey, I Shrunk My Hole. One of those ones.
Remember I farted the other night at the end of the night? At the bar?
It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Speaking of assholes, can
Flubber.
We just... So there is a book. I'm not going to drop any names, but you can actually get cosmetic surgery for your vagina. I'm wondering, can you get cosmetic surgery if you don't like your butthole and you want it to look a certain way?
Well, what do you want to get rid of, all the hemorrhoids you have?
I mean, maybe.
Keep a couple of them.
No, but that's not what I'm saying.
I had anal reconstructive surgery 2.5 months ago.
That's true.
That's
you
only
did.
Because the cock was so big, and now he has a gaping hole.
Did you have him bleached?
That was the reconstruction.
Did you get it bleached at least while you were there?
I got the works.
You can do that at home, honey. Go.
And after I healed, I was like, girl, I'm a virgin. Who's taking this?
You don't just like sit in a sitz bath of time.
You don't understand.
Do that. Does that work?
It's like a gel.
Half the men that go up in his ass is like Fast and the Furious.
We'll just have him put the gel on there. Bleach it for you.
No. When you're up in my ass, it's like that movie, Serendipity. Ain't no Fast and Furious up in this hole.
Bitch,
this is the golden puss-puss.
Like, bitch, yes, you're like a fish called Wanda,
the
okay?
Golden puss-puss. Finding Nemo? Mm-mm. Nemo's been found. You gotta find something else. You gotta find the rest of that great coral reef up in there.
Oh,
that and then some.
That's where the 30% of the coral reef is missing. It's up in Paul's hoo-hoo.
Hello? Did you hear about that?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about it
it's
last
sad.
Week.
Yeah, we did. Bad. Well, we know where it is now, so
well,
let's
we
put
know
it back.
Now.
Push, girl.
Nemo, fart, Paul, so you can let Nemo out.
If I fart right now, I will overtrust it. I'll shit my pants.
Please don't do that.
Do not shit my chair, please.
They are very nice chairs.
I forget that I'm Puerto Rican, so I have to remember, okay, share, chair, and share. Like sharing, share the singer, and chair. And if I don't say them right, I'm fucked up.
Well, pooping keeps you regular.
Can we stop talking about pooping?
Well, it keeps you regular.
It's making me.
Who doesn't want to be regular? Because you look good, right? You look good.
Well, listen. We're going to jump into the topic of the day.
So how
ladies
do we look good?
And gentlemen, lettuce, cocaine, coffee. What queens do to keep that summer body, or to actually get that summer body?
Yeah, we got to start. We're not keeping anything right now.
There are so many fad diets out there. It's like really crazy to think that people would actually go through like a lot of these and really think that it's healthy. There's, I heard that it's like a 3-day diet and we're like, there's like, people would actually go and like think that by not eating for 3 days, they can lose like 5 pounds. That's dangerous.
It's so bad for you.
Yeah. But really you know what? If you only need it for a 3-day weekend, that's fine.
Yeah. Well, Paul, whatever. But you got to think about it. You know, your body functions on nutrients. So you need to give your body
But your body also stores a lot of nutrients.
Yes, it does. But here's the problem. And here's what a lot of people
That's why America's so fat. We just store. We don't use.
Well, that's true. But that's lack of exercise, like myself. But a lot of people don't realize that if you constantly give your body nutrients, it will constantly, one, replenish, and two, get rid of excess. But if you're constantly not eating correctly, and you're not giving your body on a constant level what it needs, it starts storing stuff because it thinks that, okay, well, I don't know when's the next time I'm going to get a meal, so let me store what I have, so then when I don't have it, I have extra.
Right, but I think a lot of the times when people cut things out completely, they do it incorrectly. What they actually need to do is wean themselves off so their body can adjust correctly, and then when they do the diet or the cleanse or whatever it is where they're not eating, that's, you know, a certain amount of time, and then they wean themselves back on the appropriate foods in the appropriate fashion so that their body doesn't go into shock.
Instead
and that's the problem. People are not weaning on and off, so their body is just going into shock and trying to get rid of and then storing it.
Just so
it
that I can
paint
you guys a picture, I'm sitting next to three beautiful skinny bitches.
I am not.
Right?
Shut up.
Oh, please, whatever, bitch. Get over yourself.
Oh, we'll get back to that.
Yes, we will. But I'm sitting next to three skinny bitches, and these fuckers, like, really do it right. And, you know, I want to know what I'm doing wrong. So, Nick, tell me what it is that you're doing. Because you look great, girl. I don't care. You may think that you're fat, but no, you're not. So tell me, what do you do?
Well, before I came down here, and now I have no life or time, I tried to go to the gym every day, and I tried to eat healthy.
When you say eat healthy, give me an example of what it is that you actually eat.
Okay.
What do you like? What is healthy? Because here's the thing.
I mean, I'm not somebody
that... We Americans smother everything in sauce.
Right. I'm not somebody that really gets bored with eating the same thing on a consistent basis.
I don't either.
So generally, I'll wake up and I'll have some type of eggs, and maybe I'll put eggs over... I like to put my eggs over a salad, a kale salad. And then I usually have another type of protein for lunch with another very large kale salad. And then at dinner, I really eat what I want, as long as I can get some workout in, which hasn't really happened recently because I've been so busy. But
well, the thing with kale, you have to be careful. Kale has an enzyme that's not good for males. So what you need to do is to counteract that with something like almonds, and that's actually better for your digestive system.
What about sesame seeds? Because I like sesame seeds.
I don't believe that would do it. You need almonds, I believe.
So I need to put nuts in my salad.
I like
put nuts
any
in
seed.
Your salad.
Okay.
Put nuts in your salad.
Any seed is good.
If you're a man, just remember that kale has something that's not good for us. And also mushrooms.
You want them nuts working good? You better put some nuts in your salad.
That's right. And cook your mushrooms, because raw mushrooms are not good for them and nuts either.
Also, you should always buy organic.
Can I stop you right there? That doesn't apply to gay men, because we don't want babies. So, you know.
Yeah, but we still want loads.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yes. We covered that last week.
Yes, we sure did. He wants a lot of loads. Speaking of loads, Oh my God. I cannot. The Idiots Radio.
Oh, yes.
They gave us such an amazing shout out last week.
Dried up loads.
Love these guys.
I love you, Tommy, but how did you go from loads to the Idiots Radio?
That's how they switched to us.
Didn't you hear
them?
That's
right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, speaking of dried loads, have you heard our new friends, Gay Talk 2.0? Dried loads.
So, you know, I want to give these guys a shout out because, you know, it's like, it was definitely unexpected. I really didn't expect that they were going to give us a shout out like that. We had talked, you know, in the background, you know, they loved our show. I love theirs.
I love their show as well.
They're hilarious.
Hilarious.
They really are.
And they do it live and I love it.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, we have been in talks with them possibly of, you know, going down and maybe sitting in through one of their sessions and maybe becoming, you know, guest of theirs. And that's an exciting feat all in its own. But they gave us a really good plug and I was really excited that they did. Totally unexpected. So when they did it, I was like, oh my God. I was like, we're famous.
I'm like, where is she going with this?
No, seriously. I was like, oh my God, we're famous. But, you know, I want to give a shout out to, you know, Andy Julia and Ray Anthony and...
Ray Anthony? Paul Anthony?
Ray Anthony.
Ray?
Anthony.
Are we married?
Well, you could be. If I'm not mistaken, I think Ray might be the gay character in the show.
Uh-oh.
Andy's a straight one. He's got six daughters.
Jesus.
That's like a freaking baby making
Good
machine.
Good for you.
Love him.
Good for you.
So, you know,
he's
I just...
He's got a sexy voice, too. It's like,
yes, he does.
Hello, my name is... My name is...
What? What's his name?
Andy.
And we're the idiots.
My name is Andy.
He's got
and
a I'm an idiot. Yeah, we love you guys. You're hilarious. Thank you very much.
Oh, but you know, listen, when I first heard the episode, it's like literally like 2 minutes into it, they gave us a shout out. I was at work. I screeched so loud. My coworkers are like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine.
Bring it back down a notch.
I got to bring it back down a notch. I forgot where I was, but not anymore.
The I'm company good. That wants all I'm my good. Money every month.
So, you know. Mm-hmm. So, to our friends Andy and Ray, we're coming to see you.
Cheers
Can't
to
wait
you.
To be there, guys.
Bring you the dish.
We're going to bring you the dish. And so, you know, give us a shout out. Tell us what you like for alcohol. Because, you know, we do have a drink every episode.
And we're going to bring our drink down to you.
Well, yes, I need are. Another, unfortunately. We don't have a bartender tonight.
No bartender on hand, but that's all right. We'll have one after
we'll
the
have
show.
One after.
Well, you guys didn't plan ahead and make a pitcher like we did last week.
That no, was for good reason.
That was a disaster. Because last week, this one.
Being Robert Chris, from Canada.
Our, yeah. Our meanwhile drunk. In Canada character by the end of the show couldn't even pronounce words.
Excuse me, guys.
With our French 95s. Yeah.
Nice.
I was
oh my
so...
God.
Yeah.
Can we just say that when that was happening last week, we were all, me, Paul, and Tommy were all kind of like, whenever he would start talking, we would all just look at him.
We would look at each other and not even try
and
to
And we
look
were like
Chris,
rooting for
like,
him.
Oh
I hope
God.
He can say the words.
He's going to get there. He's going to make it through.
You got this, honey. You got this.
And he didn't get it.
I just remember you guys the whole time being like, you're, you know, jumbling words over each other. Oh, I'm not really a bourbon drinker. And then you just hear me kind of sneak through, I love bourbon.
Stealing my shots.
One time. But drinking like that, that's not going to keep you in shape.
Definitely not.
So that's the other thing. You know, when you got to make sure you cut back.
I'm going to tell you one thing. This weekend, I couldn't drink at all this weekend because I was so sick. And I lost weight. Like, my pants are looser. And I'm like, wow, maybe I should only drink a couple times a week.
Skinny bitch.
No wine.
That Melanta does a lot.
I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. Well, that
I need
also
to get
really,
a couple of sinus infections.
All I was eating was broth, so it didn't. That probably did it too.
Talking about broth, that's another one. Cabbage
How
soup
do you
diet.
Segue into that? I'm
no,
sorry.
But seriously, because we were talking about fad diets, right? So a lot of people do like soup diets. There's a cabbage soup diet. Right. And it's really not a sustainable diet.
No.
But, you know, it continues to fall into a lot of like favorable things to do during like those months, for example, like February, March, April, leading into the summer months mm-hmm. that people do. And literally like people will sit there and just eat soup all day long. And
that cannot be good coming out.
Cabbage is all cabbage is fiber. When I had to like.
Well, but there's good fiber and then there's. not so
well,
good
no,
fiber.
It's not even that. It's the more cabbage you eat, the more you're going to shit. That's what exactly what it is. You are just pushing all the liquid.
Only if it's soluble fiber.
I just hit my fucking arm and it hurt really bad.
I'm sorry that you did that.
Speaking of shitting, though, I have to tell you. So Trader Joe's, I'm name dropping.
I love Trader Joe's.
A couple of months ago, got this thing. It's called the Complete Body Cleanse from Trader Joe's, and okay. It comes with a digestive formula, a fiber formula, and a liver formula.
Does it come?
No, Tommy.
Classy.
But what's really great about it is, it really, you should only use it seasonally. You should only most maybe four times a year. But it's a great cleanse for your body. It really helps with bloating. I'm telling you, it cleared me out. It was an amazing
Paul, you
week.
Need to jump on that. Stop farting. Seriously.
No, she does not need to take this.
You're lethal.
I'm dying today.
Sorry.
See, I'm one of those people that
Nick
comes
got me sick.
When it comes
I didn't even see you this weekend.
I blame don't it care. On I need somebody to blame, and it's you.
Done.
Scapegoat. I'm one of those people that's very against some of these rapid cleanses that just really push. It's really not good for your body.
But that's herbal.
But
the Hollywood diet is one of them.
Well, see, what, and I know we talked about this in our drunken episode. I brought it up. Well, I attempted to. The best thing that someone can do is really just reintroduce your body. Teach it to how it can possibly take in all the nutrients as we were always meant to. Eat raw vegetables, raw fruits.
But
nuts.
That's paleo.
See, yeah. Not even, but in, for the first week, you're cutting up some of the proteins. You're cutting out the meats. You're cutting out the fish. And you're really working on the seeds.
I would
Dehydrate. I bought a dehydrator. It is one of the best things. You know, when you finally get the meats back in, you can dehydrate your own meats. You
that
can
sounds get, disgusting.
No, you make your own jerky.
Oh,
you make your own jerky.
I'm sorry. I want my meat wet, juicy, and fucking full
Chris,
of
Chris, will you make me some like, jerky?
I make fantastic jerky. And you know what else is great? You can take...
can I bite your jerky?
Can we bite your jerky?
Something on, that Chris. People... I eat, and I've eaten it off people's plate because they don't eat it. Fish skin. The skin from... Especially salmon skin, full of the omega-3s and 6s.
If take you, a pill. I'm no, not eating that shit.
It's the best. You put salmon skin in a dehydrator, and you can make... Essentially, skin chips, and
that's
they are
fucking
full of
disgusting.
No, they are so they're a little salty, and they're incredibly good for you. You get all the omegas that you need. Eat as much fish as possible.
Okay, and if you don't like, you know, fish skin, you could always go to your local health food store and get your omega-3 pill or fish oil. Okay, just saying.
I know, and I need to get back into my diet because I've been slacking for the last week and a half. So I need to go grocery shopping. My diet. I prepared myself like 12 meals, little meals. They'd have brown rice in them, carrots. What else did they have? Broccoli, cauliflower, and chicken.
She probably threw
and
away
I
like
that
half
for
a
lunch. Lot. And in the morning, I would have yogurt. Throughout the day, I'd have like a banana and apple. And then dinner, I would have that chicken. And I did that for like 2 weeks straight, and I dropped 6 pounds on top of going to the gym and running.
Yeah.
And I need to get back into running as soon as I kick this cold because, honey. It was the winter white party, or not the winter. It was the white party in Palm Springs this weekend.
Yes, it was.
And anybody who was everybody with a body. You can go on Instagram and search the hashtag winter or white party.
It was amazing.
Or Palm Springs. I couldn't have gone there this weekend. I'd be the only one without a fucking 8-pack. People would be like, oh, you're so fat. I'm like, get away from me just because you're Instagram famous.
And I
well, do. You know, half
take
of them
my
did
picture.
The Hollywood
I'm wearing
diet.
A tank top.
I mean, the social norm for people in general, but homosexuals, especially male homosexuals, to be this like perfect godlike body. It's just like, no, it's,
see,
it's
I'm
just
far from because, that well, as far as the body goes, but I have really good personality, I think.
Tommy,
no, you have great personality.
I would hope.
Tommy. It's all about the confidence, really. I
well,
mean,
true. That's true.
Getting out of high school, we're all like, oh shit, we have to find our group and look the part.
Yeah, totes.
So now all these gay guys are like, I need to go to the gym. I need to be that part. I need to look like this fucking
well, I'm straight,
waxed off, beautiful looking dolphin
what?
Out of the sea.
I'm straight guy thin. I'm not gay guy thin. I'm straight guy thin.
You are gay guy dad bod.
Yes, you are. Fuck, does that even mean?
Okay, a dad bod.
It works
oh,
for you,
dad
Chris.
Bod. Is it, oh,
that'll work for our daddy bod? Episode in June. We'll elaborate on that on the daddy episode in June.
Khaki shorts, sneakers, polos.
So I don't have a no, but you know, like,
and he is a lot hairy of people, as fuck.
Kid on a leash.
Actually, you know what? I saw that picture of him that he sent over to us, guys. You know, let me describe it to you. He has no shirt on. He actually is not as hairy as I thought he was.
Oh, this one when he sent his drunk morning photo.
Yes, we were talking about Chris
and all of his hair. It's just like looks so straight. There's no curl to any of his hair. No, it's just like he straightens his chest hair.
It looks like he applied like a relaxer to it. because here's the thing, Talia. It up.
You're hairier than I am.
He's writing it down on his computer. when you look at Chris,
is your stomach
and he's
hairy?
Got his arms and his hair on his chest, it looks like
look
Chewbacca.
That,
it looks like
here,
you're
sweating.
Watching. It looks like you're watching like Star Wars. And then he takes his shirt off. Yes,
he looks like Sir Tumnus.
And then
from the Chronicles
like,
of
know,
Narnia.
He's really not as hairy as you thought he was.
I don't
so
remember him.
I was actually surprised.
The goat.
Well, I have the right amount of hair, and it ends at the right spot.
Exactly.
Right here. Oh, I still have that bruise. Mm. But yeah, you have a body hair is nice.
Stop having all that sex on the street.
And Kleinbeetchen, yeah.
So, you know, so going back to these diets, it's like, you know, here's the thing. Tally up. Gay
right
men think that, okay, we're going to like literally cut out all the calories and eat as minimal as possible and as the little bit of calories as possible. And then they think that this is healthy.
Mm-mm.
And it's not.
It's the opposite.
Ladies and gentlemen, consume what you need to consume. Your body needs what it needs.
Right.
But work it out. Go to the gym. Right. And if you need to stay there 3 hours working out those extra 1,500 calories that you ate at that motherfucking restaurant that you shouldn't have eaten, then do it.
But at the same time, you know,
you don't have a life.
There is some sense to doing like the lemonade diet and getting like a kickstart. A
he
kickstart.
Does these 3 day things where he's like,
that's not 3 days, race. Honey. It's more than 3 days.
Well, see, here's
it's
the thing.
It's a kickstart. It's like
all three of you, y'all take a shit and lose 15 pounds. Fuck you all three.
That's not true.
Bitch.
That is not true. But what I'm saying is that it's just a kickstart. You're losing a little bit of that excess, and then you're going back to the gym and doing that. You're giving yourself just a little bit of a head start.
But the reason, but it's not even a head start. When you do these lemonade diets, the worst thing you can do other than doing a lemonade diet, the worst thing you can do is work out while you're doing that. You need nutrients. You need to have your carbohydrates. And if you're cutting out bread for some reason, eat dates. Make your own bars. Dates are full of carbs. If you go to the gym and you're having nothing but water, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, and maple syrup.
I never said go to the gym while doing the diet.
Well, you were saying work.
Even though I did. But I did do that.
You're going to you'll fatigue way quicker than you possibly ever could imagine. You need to give yourself the nutrients. And if I were to put something out there, the most important thing that you can do for your nutrition, stop looking at the calories. Start looking at the ingredients. You need to know what you're putting in your body. If you can't pronounce something under the ingredient list, you do not need that in your body. That's a preservative. Those are chemicals that you do not need. Cook
everything. Does that include last names too? Like if I can't pronounce a last name, I shouldn't put them in my body?
Well, Polish people have weird names, but
well, protein is exempt.
That's there's too many freaking consonants in Polish people's names. But no, you can insert Polak in you.
That's fine.
Well, yeah. So listen, guys.
My favorite thing about the lemonade diet was the saltwater flush. I'm just saying.
Well, there's nothing
wrong
with that.
I totally just called Nick out on the lemonade diet too. He was just like, you bitch.
I don't really care to each their own. I think it's a great diet.
There's a grapefruit diet too. It's like, you know, a lot of people don't realize though, be careful with grapefruit. It interacts with a lot of medication.
Lots of medications.
And it's an aphrodisiac, so God only knows.
How the fuck is grapefruit an aphrodisiac?
I don't know. So is unagi, and it's eel.
Yeah,
yeah, I love eel. I had eel the other day. So are oysters, but I don't need oysters to get me off. I want oysters for oysters. I can get myself off. I don't need oysters. Just some bourbon.
Just bourbon. Yeah. On that note, we're probably going to have to like wrap this up and put a condom on this episode because it's getting a little crazy.
We're going to be putting rubber on it.
But listen, what was I going to say? Next week, what we're going to be talking about is, you know, a gay man's guide to spring cleaning. Because, you know, the shit needs to get done. We're in April. Although Mother Nature seems to think that we're not. The bitch needs to get with the program.
At least here in the Northeast.
Yes, we are. So, you know, jumping into you know, the things that gay boys do around the house is sort of kind of spruce things up. We're going to talk about that next week.
And for our listeners now, gay men, we all come in different shapes and sizes, so embrace the rainbow, motherfuckers.
That's right. That is absolutely right. So there's an elephant in the room that needs to be talked about. We're all bartenders, as we have said many times throughout our previous podcast. And this particular weekend, we lost one of our own. Very sad. Talking about it makes me want to cry, but we wanted to honor our fellow coworker. You know, I called him, you know, Sir Walter, but
we're all a family.
You also sang this song last night. Yes, and we had a B&B shot.
Yes, we did. His favorite drink was B&B.
Neat. So he liked it neat. I always put him too much. He always said, whoa.
He liked it neat, but we took it with a little bit of, you know, lime juice because, you know, it's not my favorite drink, but I wanted to honor him. And so we did. So I pulled a little recording of an interview that he had done. And myself, Chris, Nick, Paul, we'd like to close the show with words of wisdom from Paul,
me.
Walter. No, not Paul. Walter.
Words of wisdom and a little backstory to the gay scene of New Haven.
Of course. You know, there was so much. And so, you know, we were fortunate to know him. He was a no bullshit holding man. He told you what it was, when it was, how it is.
Yep.
And as his sister would quote, he was one tough mofo.
Oh, yes, hell yes.
He was. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. And so this goes out to our friend, Walter.
I knew that I was different when I was about 12 or 13 years old. And I was more happy to be with my friends who were guys than I was a couple of girls I was hanging around with. And my family, my mother was very accepting of that. What she said to me was, as long as I don't hurt anybody, as long as somebody doesn't hurt me, she's willing to accept what my life is. My brother, my sister, my mother, my grandfather, we lived over by Yale Bowl. My brother and I, who was a year, 364 days younger than me, we were the only two African-American kids in the whole elementary school. It was great. There was no such thing as a race thing at that time because we didn't know. Whatever, you know, we were all just everybody going to school. So I didn't know I was black until I was like 6 or 7 years old when my best buddy who lived two doors away, his mother informed him that I was black and he could not play with me. New Haven is unique. To have bars like this. People would drive by and yell things naturally as you're waiting to come into the bar outside before the bar opened. Matter of fact, people would drive by in motorcycles, and a couple of times there were shots fired at the building. And it got to the point where one of the owners, kept a shotgun. I remember being outside one day and all of a sudden see a car come down the street and you see something being thrown out the window. And I got hit in the leg with a brick. I actually got hit. That's how bad it was in 1976 that people didn't want a gay bar in New Haven. Coming to the bar was great because you met all these different people from all different classes all over the world. No matter who you are, you don't have to be gay. Go on upstairs and dance and have a good old time. I try to be open with everybody. I'll try to be your friend. I'll try to help you out any way you need. I'm not doing this as a job. I only work 2 days a week. 10 hours a week. I'm having a good time, and I like working here. People say, you're a bartender, it means you're stuck up, and you think you own the world, and you're this and that. When I first came here, you were the king if you were a bartender. There was a bartender here who wore a pin. No tip, no service. And this person meant it. But those days in New Haven have changed, well, at least in this bar. I met a lot of people. I've been here, working here 16 years. I met a lot of people who grew up here, who came out here, moved away, and 20 years later have come back and said, oh, you guys are still here. And they still remember me, too. On the dance floor, which we have now, it used to be called the Corral. Because it was like had a raised little platform, maybe a foot and a half higher than the dance floor. And people would stand there and watch the people dancing. And let's just say it was dark up there and things used to happen. Things started to open up. And then, of course, you know, what hit the bars hard was AIDS. Because nobody knew where it came from, what was going on. And everybody started thinking, damn, could I have it? People you were friends with, you saw them today, and 6 weeks later, they were dead. I mean, there was a point, I think in the mid-80s, we were probably going to a funeral twice a week. The doctors came up with the, you know, AZT, and things started to go better. I mean, I know people now who come to this bar now who've had who were affected in the 80s and are still alive. I was considered a prude back then because I didn't do a lot of things the other people do, and I didn't go to New York to the Continental BAP and hang out in the BAP houses and all this and all that. And then I sit here with some of my older friends now and said, isn't that amazing? We're still alive and those people aren't. End of this month, I'll be 67. I'm still around.
Rest in peace, Walter.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more Dish.